This is a sad, Mamma Mia, hola, si, senor, story, folks, that I'm about to share with you. Let me show you how sick the professionals are. You're paying thousands and thousands of dollars to go to the experts, the LGBT professionals, therapy counselors, or those who are not. Just watch this. This is from our Daily Mail. A man and a woman with four boys renewed their vows. A man and a woman with four boys renewed their vow 10 years anniversary wedding vows as same-sex partners. Now, that's the sad part. So they met as a man and a woman. They dated. They thought they were in love with one another. They got married as a man and a woman. The right way, right? The right way. And somewhere down the road, after the four boys were born, the father decided that he wanted to be a woman. So he takes off his male body parts and attached female body parts. And he said because he went to a so-called LGBT whatever expert, and they convinced him. This is from the Daily Mail. Neil and Laura Sharp, now calling themselves Laura and Samantha Sharp.
From man and wife to wife and wife, Laura Sharp and her husband had been married for 10 years when Neil revealed he wanted to transition to become a woman. While Laura admits she knew nothing about transgender people, she knew she wanted to stand by the person that she loved. Now in a Daily Mail TV exclusive, Laura and Samantha reveal, only to us, their new love, new marriage, and new life together.
And what a beta male, beta! But it proved my point some more that women have to follow men. Now this wife, I guarantee you, is not happy about this. But she got to follow a man. She's had sex with him. She's had babies for him. And she's accepted a wrong as a right. And just imagine for 1 second what those boys are going to go through. Just imagine that. I wouldn't be surprised if they grew up homosexuals or so-called body change people. The couple met when they were both in college and eventually married and raised children together.
Neil met Laura at the University of Arizona. They were both 20 years old. They soon married, and despite being happy in his relationship and raising four young boys with her, Neil knew that the underlying thought he'd been having since he was a child would not go away.
So he felt like his mother inside, and Satan told him that he was a woman. He believed it. And instead of going and forgiving Mama so he can overcome that identity of hers that made a home in him, he went to a so-called LGBT professional. And they said, no, child, you're a woman. I know how you feel. You're a woman, child. Have your male bodies cut off, parts cut off. Neil had thoughts of being a woman since childhood.
He said, I was afraid that something was wrong with me, so I tried to push them down, unable to wrap my head around what I was going through. Neil lived with those feelings of confusion for 10 years until he made the decision to risk losing everything and tell Laura, or suppress his feelings for good.
So what would Neil do now when he hear me and he realize, oh, all I need to do is forgive? That I had become like what I resented? And all I had to do was go forgive my mother, and I would have been fine. What did I do with these parts? Where are my parts? Neil found a therapist that specialized in LGBT. And she advised him to tell his wife he wanted to be Samantha. Amazing.
In 2015, just before Neil reached his lowest point and contemplated suicide, he found a therapist that specialized in LGBTQ and told Laura the truth. From that day, Neil became Samantha and began living as a woman.
My name is Samantha.
Wow. What a sight for sore eyes. Isn't that amazing? This is evil working in our country, encouraged by some professionals. And the last one, Neil eventually went under hormone therapy and plastic surgery to look like a woman. Shaking my head. Here we go.
In just a year and a half, Samantha took hormones, underwent gender confirmation surgery, and had breast augmentation, which marked her final surgery. Laura and Samantha have even renewed their wedding vows at the same venue as their original wedding with the same photographers. Their family is now whole, and Samantha says, "I'm finally the person I was always born to be."
Amazing. What do you think about that, Joe?
How did we even get to a point where we allowed LGBTQ therapists to get jobs to encourage this mess?
That so-called therapy needs to be fired. It really does. And give Neil his money back and go dig up his paws out of the trash before they burn him and give that man his paws back. And that man should be ashamed. But he didn't know. He listened to the expert. He wasn't thinking for himself.
There's no way that his wife liked that.
It's so amazing. Just think about what those boys are going to go through, though. When they realize that their father is pretending to be a woman, and the only thing that changed, Neil is put on women hair, women body parts, and put on a woman's dress. But Neil is still a man on the inside. The therapist couldn't change that. That's an amazing story, folks. This is why you got to wake up, because Satan is using his children to deceive you who are in a fallen state, causing you to not realize that you can overcome all things and anything. There's nothing that can stop you if you have faith in God, if you forgive. Declan is a first-time caller out of Australia. Heard around the world, folks, by everybody and their mama. Declan, out of Australia. Thank you for calling, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, how's it going, Jesse?
All is well, sir. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. You're the only person I'd stay up to like 3:16 in the morning to chat with. So you definitely heard all around the world.
Right on. Well, I appreciate that, man. 3:15 in the morning. That's amazing.
But I wanted to talk about Smell Alert, but just quickly on what you were talking about, the transgender issue. It's not just the adults that they're pushing this on now. It's also like little kids that I've seen, and just life destroying, as they're obviously innocent and haven't done anything. And I just don't know how we've got to this point where obviously you're teaching children that they can just become, like, if they're a boy, a girl. And yeah, it's just disgusting, really.
Yep.
I don't want kids' lives ruined.
And we have got to this point because men have not stopped it. And the women are approving it. Not all women. Some women know that it's wrong. But women who hate men, they hate God, they hate children, they hate the unborn children, they hate the live children. And so they're pushing evil. And it's not going to stop until men return to their natural state of being and allow the real power to operate through them. Then this stuff will stop. Because anyone who thinks that it's okay to do this to children have to be evil. Anyone that thinks it's okay to do it to anyone, adults or children, are evil people. But the man got to stop it. The power of love is inside of the man, not the woman.
Yeah, I agree. And they're also trying to teach this in schools as well now. As in Australia, we have this, it's called like Safe School Program, where they're trying to teach kids it's perfectly fine to be transgender. And I obviously want kids one day, and I don't want my child to be taught that it's natural and perfectly fine to, you know, cut off your body part and put some abomination. It's just, if that happened at a school sending my child to, I would obviously take them out of
That's right.
It's just propaganda. It's like brainwashing almost.